King, King promise. Many me da fu a shed the mama. Yun sa dem poasa. Sana dem poasa. Ya dempe mo a edin komo ya dream ya hun. Ama yun sa dem poasa.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Books and Music Collide. Today's book is Simi's Return by Sharon DF. I think that's a pseudonym, and Sharon Fibirisima is a name. Simi's Return is about Simi, of course. She's received word that her grandma is dying, and so she left a cheating boyfriend in Port Harcourt to go back to Jos. She hasn't been home in 5 years since her wedding to Lucas did not hold. Now she's back and ready to face her past. It's romance and it's set in Jos. For those that grew up in Jos, there's this J-Town love, pride, sentiment and attachment. For those of us who have only visited Jos, it's a beautiful place we love to reminisce about. And for those who haven't been to, you can live vicariously through this book. Before going into the review, I'll read an excerpt. Turning to his friends, he smiled briefly. I'm happy Simi is back. Mama Ruth missed her. Ijeoma's eyebrows shot up and she was about to say something, but Lucas watched in amusement as her husband pinched her lightly. Oh, she rubbed the spots and looked at him from the side of her eye. You could have just told me to keep quiet. Maybe you don't know that your hand is like stone. Tobe ignored her and winked at Lucas. Well, bro, we'll see you later. This woman needs to cook for me. The woman in question eyed her husband. After pinching me, will you have the courage to eat what I cook? And without waiting for a reply, she turned briefly to Lucas. Lucas, we'll talk. Seems you have company. Take care. Wondering what she meant, he turned around and came face to face with Simi. He felt like he had been given a punch in his stomach. She looked the same, yet there was something different about her. For one thing, she really was more beautiful than he remembered. Secondly, she had acquired an air of sophistication that she hadn't had before when she was younger. Simi, he said with a brief nod. Lucas, how are you doing? I expected you to avoid me. He wasn't one to beat about the bush. Never had been. They are all watching us, she said, gesturing at the crowd of people pretending not to watch them. It would have sent out the wrong message if you had done that. He tried to read her expression, but there was nothing to see, which in itself was strange. Simi Jafet used to have the most expressive eyes he had ever seen. One glance and he could always tell what was up with her. What message would that be? He finally asked. She gave him a speculative look and asked instead, how is your wife? He gave a smile that wasn't really a smile as he felt the old anger and hurt come back. I don't have a wife. I've never been married. And if you're asking about Lara's mother, she died giving birth to her. For the first time since their encounter, he saw a bit of emotion flare in Simi's eyes. It was a pain so intense, it shook him. And when it was gone so quickly that he was left wondering if he had imagined it. I'm sorry to hear that, she said, in that emotionless voice he had come to hate with a passion. Well, it was interesting seeing you again. Your daughter is cute. And with that, she spun on her heels and walked away. Okay, what was that about? He asked under his breath. And was she really as cold and without emotions as she sounded? Against his better judgment, Lucas was intrigued. It seemed he and Miss Jafet had some unfinished business. What was it the Oyinbo people called it again? Yeah, closure. He was totally over the woman, but he fully intended to see that they both got closure while she was around. Okay, so that's an excerpt from a scene where Lucas and Simi were meeting for the first time in 5 years since their marriage did not hold. You have to read the book to know why their marriage did not hold. The book is written in simple dialogue, even though it's a bit heavy on the narrative side. Not much of dialogue. Well, there's dialogue, but the narration is wild breath. With smattering of native Birom language and a little bit of pidgin. It's a story of self-growth and forgiveness. I particularly love the characters. Lucas and Simi are very relatable. And the grandma, Mama Rose, she's your fictional Madia. You absolutely adore her. She's a mischief. I love the character development of Simi. She got to see her, you get to see her grow in just 127 pages. So well done, Sharon, for that. The ending has one of the nicely done reconciliations that I've read. You know, butterflies fluttering in your belly kind of feeling. This book is a light read, just 127 pages. Can be read in one night. It's 700 on Okada Books and it's also available on Amazon Kindle. The music for today is Selfish by King Promise. I love this song. It's been a repeat ever since I heard it. It's perfect for this book and I hope you enjoy it while you read this book. You can leave it on repeat also. Thanks for listening and join us again next week.
Love being in your company. Here with you is where I'd rather be. Give you the best of me like it's supposed to be. Na-na-na-na-na. And girl, I love it in your company. Here with you is where I'd rather be. Give you the best of me like it's supposed to be. Whoa. I know they won't make you go, won't make you stay. Staying bad watching your pretty face.